Okay, tonight we're going to be looking in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is something I like a lot because it encapsulates the first four books of the Bible. And it just kind of, that's why it's called Deuteronomy. It's Deuto, the second time, Ronomy is like telling you. And so the Greek word Deuteronomy, it means a second telling. Well, part of that was Moses telling them, you're not going to be able to do this. I know you. I've seen you in action. Now here's what's going to happen. And so Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verses 27-31. The Lord will scatter you amongst the people. This is when they have turned aside, turned away from God. And you will be reduced to a few survivors among the nations where the Lord your God will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see, hear, eat, or smell. But from there you will search for the Lord your God, and you'll find him when you seek him with all your heart and all your soul, which is what Steve said. Mm-hmm. When you're in distress and all these things have happened to you, you will return to the Lord your God in latter days and obey him. He will not leave you, destroy you, or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them by oath, because the Lord your God is a compassionate God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We'd ask you to bless us and go with us as we study it and as we go out into the world and try to live what it says. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, the background of this, Moses was warning them about falling away because he knew they were going to do it. And so he's telling them what's going to happen when they fall away. And the first thing is dispersion. They're going to be scattered all over creation. As they say in Vermont, all over Robin Hood's farm. I had never heard that till I got to Vermont, and then I started using it because I, you know, it's interesting. And he says you're going to have severe loss of life. When this happens, it's going to be as a midst of war and turbulence, and it's going to be a lot of loss of life, and there's not going to be a lot of you left. And then you'll be given over to worthless gods that can't do anything for you. Now, the Old Testament, after the Pentateuch, when you go into Judges and Joshua, Judges, and all that kind of stuff, you start seeing where people actually thought there were other gods than their God. They just thought, my God's bigger than your God, and he can whip him. Well, God spent that entire Testament trying to explain to them, there are no other gods. I'm it, guys. Everything else is demons and, you know, stuff like that. So he would tell them, these are lifeless things. They're idols. They won't do any good for you. And then people would come in the name of their God and they'd get whipped. It says Goliath cursed the Israelites in the name of his gods. And then David went out with nothing but a slingshot and blew him cold away. Guess what? There's only one God. So they would be given over to these worthless gods. They'd get nothing for it. And sooner or later, they'll figure it out. And they would be taken away to places like Assyria. The northern kingdom was carried away to Assyria. And Babylon, where Judah and Benjamin were carried away to Babylon. And then after Jesus had come, we see that they were completely dispersed. they angered the Romans, and the next thing you knew, there were Jews everywhere because they had to leave everywhere they were. And so they were dispersed. And we actually hear about the dispersion. The Jews talk about the diaspora, the dispersion. And then he says, you will seek God. Now, in the New Testament, we see things where Jesus says, if you seek God, you'll find him. All you got to do is go look for him just a little bit. He's not hiding. Well, back then, of course, God was in a place. That was their thought. God is in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, in the tabernacle before that. That's where God is, and you have to go there to find God. But it says that they will go out and they will seek the real God, Yahweh, but they won't find him. They seek him out. It doesn't help. Because God's saying, you need to learn your lesson. It's kind of like when your parents put you in a timeout. You're not getting out of this, okay? It says, you must turn to him with your whole heart and your whole soul. If you look in the book of Judges, the most common phrase is, the people again turned from God and turned their back on him. And then they fell into captivity of who knows who. All these different things. Over and over and over they had this. Because they just, okay, so everything's good now, we're leaving God. And then it goes to crap. And so, oh, we need him back. And he's going, I'm not so sure I want to come back. But he always sent him a judge or somebody to help him out. But he says, I want you to turn to me with your whole heart and your whole soul and mean it this time and not run off. Now, God made promises. And guess what? God's God and he does not fail on his promises. That's why he always puts these little conditions on them. Okay? If you, then I'll. Yeah, I knew you weren't going to, so you're out. God loves you. Now that's the heart of our message here. God loves you. He's a plan for your life. But the reason we miss out on God's plan for our life is because we're separated from him by sin. Now if we haven't given our life to Christ, then we need to be redeemed by Jesus, who never sinned, and so he didn't have to pay for anything. So he paid for us. If we have given our life to Christ, we can still be separated from God by our sin, because it's blocking our communication. Now, what do we do about that? Well, we go to God, and we seek him out with our full heart and our full soul, and we say, God, I screwed up again. You know me. That's just the way I am. Please take away my sin. And he goes, what sin? It's gone. That's the way God is. If you turn to him, he'll clean you up. Always. I've told so many people that were in so much difficulty, the answer to everything is Jesus. He'll straighten it out one way or another. He promised the patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and so he promised them, I will not forsake you. I will guard your people. But then he said, they need to follow me or I'm going to have to discipline them hard. Jesus promised to return for his people. I believe he's coming. And I like this, as I've said many times, I like the phrase from Tom Skinner. He's not coming to take a side. He's coming to take over. Straighten everything out and get it right. And those who don't like it can pack sand. Those who love Jesus will probably love it, because we'll get everything squared away. And again, some of us are like me, they're kind of warriors, and we're going, yeah, but what I really want you to do is smoke that guy who's just a terrible person. You're not supposed to feel that way, but that's the way it is. So what does this all mean to us? Well, our country has fallen away from God. Mm-hmm. We're the modern-day equivalent of Israel. Well, we were started as a Christian nation, following Jesus, doing what God wanted, opposing the evil of the English who were not following God. They said they were, but they weren't. And were treating people badly. And so we said, this is what we believe God wants in a country, and we're going to build it from scratch if we have to. But we've fallen away. We were prosperous, but now we're not so prosperous. We're still big and bad and all that kind of stuff, but we're falling away, falling away, falling away. The one thing that I keep hearing people say that the most true thing I ever heard is you don't see anybody trying to break out of America. If you want to leave, take off. That's fine. You find people trying to break into America because this is where you come if you want freedom. You just need to do it right. We were led in the beginning by men of faith. Now, a lot of people come back and they say, well, you know, that not so much. Thomas Jefferson was a deist. He was whatever. They were at least playing the game. They were at least trying to act like that they were following God. They at least looked at the Bible and said, what does this say God wants? Let's try to do it. We must seek God and return to Him. Now, there was this thing in the 1850s that was called the Great Awakening. Mm-hmm. The country was tanking. And once again, I mean, back then there wasn't that much, so it wasn't that much tanking to tank, but it was going down fast. And people turned back to God, and the country came back. It can do it again. We need a revolution. Just like Greg Laurie says, the Jesus Revolution. We need to bring God back into ruling our lives and our country. We must seek God and return to Him. Now, our question was, can you know God? You can know God if you seek Him with your whole heart, mind, and strength. Now, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. That was His whole point, was you can't see God the Father. You'll burst into flame, for goodness sakes. He's so holy, you can't be in His presence. So, I came. So you'd know what the Father is like and who the Father is. And then He left the Holy Spirit with us to keep explaining it to us. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but to keep picking on us if we're not doing what God wants. You're not doing the right thing, Walter. You need to get your stuff together, boy. And then, oh, that was good. You did a good one that time, Walter. Okay. God will fulfill His promises. We know that. He always has. If you look at the end of Joshua, it says, not one of the promises God made to the Israelites failed. All of them were fulfilled by God. Then we get into Judges, and they start playing fast and loose, and it didn't work out so great. So we have all the different judges, how it is that you can fall away from God. You don't want to do that. You want to seek God. You want to follow Him. You want to get close to Him as much as you can. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that we've been here tonight. We'd ask You to bless us and guide us and go with us. Help us to seek You, to seek Your face. even though we can't see it, to get as close as we can and to know you as well as we can, because we know you know us, so it doesn't do any good to lie to you. We got to tell you the truth, and we got to say, Lord, we're messed up human beings, and we need you to perfect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.